Morning to everybody here and here in the hall on remotely, Zoom, wherever you are. The story is told of Baron Rothschild. He was once making Kiddush, and he had a group of followers with him, and they were surprised to see that he was making Kiddush on a cup of wine, but there was no mezainis there. There was no food. And they're wondering, how can he make Kiddush without any food? There's no soda, there's no challahs. It wasn't as if he couldn't afford it. So where was all the food? So they watched interestingly as he made Kiddush on the kois, lifted up the kois, made Kiddush, he drank the wine, and then, to their amazement, he started to eat the kois. The kois had been custom made, specially made as a type of cake, which was glazed with a certain glazing that wouldn't get wet and disintegrate when it had grape juice wine poured into it. I want to speak today about the inyan of the halach of kiddush b'mokim sudah. When a person makes kiddush, he has to do it b'mokim sudah. Why not?
It's a
chosher keli. The problem with a disposable keli is not chosher. This is a chosher keli. It probably costs a lot. Costs a lot of money. So I don't know if you can pass can I lock from the story, but it's an interesting story. I want to discuss primarily two shilas. One shila primarily, and another shila as well that I've had over the last few years. A few years ago, I had the opportunity to be in Barcelona for Pesach. I don't usually go away for Pesach, but on this occasion, I was asked to come as not as a rov, but as sort of a mashpia. It was a Sephardi program, and they had a few Ashkenazim, 300 Sephardim, then about 30 or 40 Ashkenazim. So I came as to arrange the minyan and to speak and to daven and anything else, look after the Ashkenazim on the program. So it was Shabbos morning, and we'd finished davening, and it was a very, very nice hotel, very nice food, and we came out, and the lunch was only scheduled for about 1 o'clock. So we came out, and outside, it was very nice weather, came outside, and there was a beautiful kiddush laid out. And the idea was to have kiddush, good kiddush, and then an hour or two later would be the meal. Mm-hmm. So the Shabbos. So I came out and waiting, all the food looked delicious. But of course it was Pesach, and Pesach, most hotels are very careful to have non-gebrocht. So it's very difficult, therefore, to find mezainis to have any kind of cake or mezainis. So I was looking around the kiddush, there was meat, there was chicken, there was fish, there was fruit, there was vegetables, everything you could want, except there was no mezainis anywhere. And I was looking up and down, and I couldn't find, there were hundreds of people there. And I was wondering, what's everybody going to do? There's no... So... There was some fruit, there was olives, there was, the shivas haminim. So I started wondering, what can I do? What can I eat? But there was nothing there. So I went to the chef and I said to him, there's no cake. You need for kiddush, you're not having the soda, nobody's washing. You need to have kiddush mokim soda. And the chef told me, don't worry. Not a problem, he was an Israeli chef, Al Tidag. For meat and chicken, shahakol is also okay for kiddush mokim soda. So I thought the chef is paskin and halachas, I'm not sure if this is exactly what we want. Anyway, I didn't rely on that. So I did something else, which I'll tell you about in a minute. But the question is, what are the options there? Are there any options? You're there at a kiddush, there's no mezainis, no cake. What do you do? So can you have wine? Maybe there's something else you can do. The other problem was, I was thinking, which wasn't my problem, but I was thinking, even if I find something to do, what about all the other people? Does that mean they're not Yetzer Kiddush? They never had Kiddush. That means that when they have the soda, they're eating before Kiddush. They never were Yetzer the midst of Kiddush. So I want to come back and discuss that in a little bit more detail in a minute. Just the third shaila, which I had a few months ago. I was in a shul, it doesn't matter which one. I was in a shul in Manchester, and they didn't do anything wrong, as we'll see in a minute, but... I was at the shul Shabbos morning, they finished davening, and I think this is maybe what a lot of shuls do, possibly. I just never seen it before. They made kiddush in shul. There was a kiddush in the hall, a big kiddush, an ofrif or something, but they made kiddush in the shul, and then they finished making kiddush, and they said, now everyone can go to the hall and join in the kiddush. So I was thinking, I was standing there, There's a halacha kiddush b'mokim sudah. You have to have kiddush. How can you make kiddush in the shul and then walk to the hall and have a mezonos there? It's not b'mokim sudah. So to answer that question straight, that shaila straight away, is the mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Reisha and Gimel, Sif Aleph, Ein kiddush ela b'mokim sudah, u'b'bayis ach mepino lepino, from one room, from room to room, v'yeshayim rim, says the mechaba, if he was made kiddush in one place, al das lechol b'mokim achir, he had a das to eat in another place. As long as they're in one, under one roof, even if it's in a different room, then it's okay. Yeshayim rim. And the Ramah says v'chein ikar. So it's mefurash Shulchan Aruch and Ramah that is okay. If you make kiddush in one room, as long as it's in the same building, you can eat in a different room. As long as you had das, so that's fine. Just quickly, kiddush b'mokim sudah also means, not only in the place, also means in the timing. When a person makes kiddush, you can't make kiddush and then half an hour, wait around for half an hour and then have the sudah, or and then eat cake. It has to be straight away. What does it mean straight away? So most of the poets can basically say that it's the share, it's not an exact amount of minutes, it's a share of hesach hadas. As long as a person's not be masiyach das from the kiddush, then he can, that's fine, that's considered kiddush from Malkim Sudah. But as soon as a person makes kiddush, he stops, he's masiyach das, then he would lose his kiddush, because kiddush has to be la'alta, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, immediately. It doesn't mean a person has to make kiddush and then, you know, everyone, come on, hurry up, wash, or pass me the cake quickly, you know, it doesn't have to be, but it should be as long as he's not masiyach das, a few minutes, whatever that is. So, let's go back to basics. Back to the beginning. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Aleph, basically to come to answer the second shaila, and another couple of shailas will come up along the way as well. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Aleph, the Makoir of Kiddush B'mokim Sudah, the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Ein Kiddush Ela B'mokim Sudah. The Rashbam over there says, why do we have Kiddush B'mokim? What's the reasons? The Rashbam brings two reasons. The first reason is because the Pesach says, V'karosa L'Shabbos Oineg. B'mokim Shatakiru L'Shabbos, Shom Tehei Oineg. Where you have a kriya of Shabbos, which is kiddush, The oinik should be there. Inami, the Rashbam says another pshat, that the kiddush, it's a svara, not a pasuk, it's a svara. Mide ikba kiddush alayayin, mistama alayayin shabashas udah. Since kiddush is nikva by Chazal on wine, mistama it's nikva on wine, which is bashas udah. So, some want to say, some want to say, we'll see if there's enough kamila later maybe, but some want to say the two pshatim, it depend on what is pshat in kiddush b'mokim sudah. Is it pshat, it's a din in the sudah, that the sudah needs a kiddush in its place. Kiddush has to be b'mokim sudah, that means the sudah needs, the kiddush is in its place. Wherever you have the sudah, it's a din in the sudah. And that's what they say, maybe that's pshat in Rashbam. The first pshat in the Rashbam, b'mokim, v'karosu l'shabbos oineg, B'mokim kriya shom tehei oineg. The oineg, it's a din in the oineg needs to have the kriya, the kiddush, in its place. Or, is pshat is a din in the kiddush. The kiddush needs to be, the kiddush needs to have a su'udah where it is. It's a din in the kiddush. Maybe that's the second pshat, the kiddush is nikva aliyayin, and the kiddush needs to be, it needs to have with it, mistoma, the Rashbam says, it's nikva on wine, it's nikva al yayin shebesoicha su'udah. The yayin, the wine, the kiddush, it's a din in the kiddush, needs to have the su'udah with it. So, it could be, we'll see later on, enough kamina between those two pshatim. Al kaponim, the Gemara continues. There's a story in the Gemara with Rabba. If af Rabba sova in kiddush el b'mokim su'udah, dom rabaya, ki avino be'mar, Abai says, when we're in Rabba's house, when he made kiddush, and Abai wanted to go home already, but Rabba said to him, before you go, ti'imu midi, taste something. Why? Because when you get home, maybe there will be no light, you won't be able to make kiddush, and then you will, if you can't make kiddush, then you're not yoitza, your kiddush mokim sudah. So, and if you don't eat something here, then you're not yotzei kiddush, because there's no kiddush b'mokim sudah. So therefore, eat something while you're here. You heard kiddush, eat something, you're yotzei kiddush b'mokim sudah. And when you get home, even if you can't make kiddush, it doesn't matter, you've already been yotzei kiddush. But if you don't eat, then you're not yotzei kiddush, because kiddush has to be b'mokim sudah. So the Gemara says, a rabbi said to Abaya, ti'imu midi, taste something. So what did he mean, taste? And so taste says, when he says taste something, nira dehainu ti'imas lechem, it has to be bread. And taste says, what about mazonis? So taste says, mazonis is only okay for shalashudas. He brings another gemara, that you can have mazonis, but that's only for shalashudas. But for seudas, Shabbos, the main two seudas, Friday night, Shabbos day, it has to be bread. So when a rabbi said to Avaya, ti'imu midi, he meant bread. Kiddush Malkum Seudah has to be with lechem. As they state in Taisus. Also, the same shit is of the Rosh. The Rosh also says it has to be bread. And the Rashba in the 8th Perek of Brachas says also you need bread for Seudah Shabbos. Maybe you could say, okay, Seudah Shabbos, maybe not. Maybe Kiddush Malkum Seudah maybe doesn't need the proper full Seudah maybe. But the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, who's also a Rishon, says that you don't need bread for the Seudah Shabbos. But you do need bread for the Kiddush Malkim Seudah. So there's a few Rishonim say Mefurash Lachaira that you need to have lechem for Kiddush Malkim Seudah. Mazonis is not enough.
You need to have bread, cake.
Sorry?
Because if you need enough cake.
Yeah, if you need enough cake, then yeah, but after then you have to bench. So the Torah in Rishayin Gimel brings the Goinim and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei. Kosva goinim, the bula halacha, harder in kiddush ala b'mokim soda, afilu achal dovar muat, even if you ate a small amount, oishosa yikos yayin, shachayv ala bracha, doesn't say what yet, yotzi de kiddush b'mokim soda, as long as he ate a small amount, or he had wine, he's yotzi kiddush b'mokim soda, the goimus who doesn't mokim achra, the main soda he can have later. V'davka achal lechem, oishosa yayin, says the Shulchan Aruch, davka bread or wine, avon achal peiroi sloi, but if you had fruit, then it's not okay. So, the pshat in the Goinim is definitely that when he says lechem, it's not dafka lechem, it means mazonis as well. Because he says, I will pay rois loy, not pay rois. So, not pay rois, but lechem, dehainu, either lechem or mazonis. And the Mishabura says, mafurish, that mazonis is definitely okay. So, wine or mazonis. So, although you have several Rishonim who hold that lechem, you need lechem, but the Shulchan Aruch, b'shem ha-Goinim, and the Mishabura says clearly that mezonos is also good enough. Now, the Beis Yosef on the tour says that Tosfos means something else. Tosfos also means when he says the Seudah, he means the Seudah Shabbos you need bread. Tosfos over there, he doesn't mean you need for Malkim Seudah. And Beis Yosef explains that you need for the Seudah Shabbos, Tosfos is talking about you need bread. But for Kiddush Malkim Seudah, it's enough to have mezonos. It's a bit so schwer in Taisa over there, because Taisa is going on the sugya of what Kiddush Malkim Seudah. They do ask it, but as they state in Beis Yosef. So that's Pasha, that's what the minhag is, people have Kiddush. But I just want to point out that there are Rishonim who hold that you need specifically, possibly Taisa, but the Rashba, Rabbi Yonah, possibly, and the Rosh. So there are those Rishonim who hold that you need bread for the showers for Kiddush Malkim Seudah. Now, the Bir Halacha over here straight away brings from the Maisa Rav, from the Gaon, that the Gaon was never made Kiddush except on bread. It's a famous Maisa Rav. People who don't make Kiddush on the Zonas, they will, you know, usually they, it's because of this Gaon. The Gaon, the Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim brings from the Maisa Rav that one shouldn't make Kiddush. He never made Kiddush on the Zonas. He only made Kiddush on bread. On when he had the Seudah. And there are machmirim who never eat at Kiddush because of this. Now, we're going to come back to this a little bit more at the end, hopefully, if we have time. But going back to Shaila, our original Shaila. What can you do if you come to, so assuming that we have Kiddush on Mazonis, fine. But what do you do if you come to a Kiddush and there is no Mazonis? I suppose it's unusual, but maybe on Pesach in a hotel, you know, it could be, it's more common. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, a few people said you can drink from the kois of the kiddush. Now, does that mean you have just the kois of the yain from the kois of the kiddush, or could you have to have another kois?
Yeah.
So the Mishnah Berurah brings from Rabbi Akiva Eger that b'shas of the chak only you can just have the kois shal kiddush, meaning you make bread often on the kiddush and you drink the kois shal kiddush and that's it. You yotze your din kiddush malkim soda. But the Mishabura says, or Rabbi Akiva Eger, that's only B'Shas HaDachak. If you don't have an extra one, I'm talking about, just the original Kais Shal Kiddush. That's B'Shas HaDachak. The Sharat Zion in Sidkot and Choftes says that if he hasn't got so much wine, he's only got a little bit of wine, so that's okay. And it's okay to have the actual Kais Shal Kiddush, that's okay. Should have a reverse. And as I state in the Chazanish says it's also okay. You can be Soymech and Kiddush by day, you can be Soymech on the Mekilim, that you can have Kiddush, the Kois Shal Kiddush alone, just that is enough for Kiddush Makim Suda. So, the Mishnah Berurah brings later that if you have got more wine, then to drink an extra cup, that according to everyone is okay. As I state before, in the Shulchan Aruch, we brought from the Goinim, B'Shem the Torah, B'Shem HaGoinim, that wine, this cloth, that wine is okay. So that means if you have the Kaishal Kiddush, then you have another cup of wine or grape juice, then that's zicha okay. That's zicha okay for Kiddush Makim Suda. Now, so going back to our shayla, my shayla, so I was walking around, so I was thinking, so I knew this, so I thought, okay, let's find some wine. The problem was, there wasn't much wine either. The only wine there was dry red wine, which a lot of people like, but I personally don't particularly like it. But I knew that I had to drink a revius of wine in order to be Yotzei Kiddush Makim Suda. And I couldn't even be Somech on the Rebbe Akiva Eger on the Shabura or because I didn't have the Kiddush. I wasn't making Kiddush. Someone else was making Kiddush. So I couldn't have the original Kiddush. So I had to find another wine. But everybody was taking wine, you know, very happily. So those people who had a revius of wine, they were Yotzei Kiddush. But those who didn't, L'chaira, possibly, maybe they weren't Yotzei. So I managed to find a sort of half bottle of wine, and I managed to drink a revius of wine, so I was Yotze. So, but my family wasn't so posh. My wife couldn't. I didn't manage to find any wine, so she didn't want to drink the wine. So at that time of the morning, so she didn't have Kiddush. But I saw all the people there, you know, happily eating. Most of them weren't drinking any wine. So I was wondering, are they Yotze or are they not Yotze? So the Prima Godim says that dates are also considered Kiddush Makim Suda, because he brings a raya in Simon Reish Ches, I think it is. He says that if you make Berchas Amozoin on tamari, on dates, you're Yotzer. So by stories, there's a raya that dates are Zaini, or they're considered a Suda, because if you make Berchas Amozoin, you're Yotzer. So Prima Godim says if you have dates, then you're also Yotzer. So I didn't know this at the time, so I don't know if there were any dates there. I don't recall there being any dates. But if there were, possibly that could have been an Eitzah as well. At the time, I was thinking maybe one of the Shiva Saminim, there were olives. One person actually told me they're having olives, because Shiva Saminim. But in my Pashtus, I'm saying that's not good enough. It's not considered, just because of Shiva Saminim, doesn't help. That's one of the Chameshis Minidogam.
It's not amazing,
exactly. So even though it's Shiva Saminim, but that doesn't help in this case. So there are two saving graces for these people, all the people there who and the organizer of the hotel, which provided l'chayra kiddush shaloi b'mokim suda. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah brings from the Shulti Kippurim that even with peiros, it's also enough. Why? The whole suda Shabbos nechsheves keva. Every suda on Shabbos is considered keva. Just by definition that it's a suda of Shabbos, it automatically makes anything that you eat into a keva, into a suda's keva. So the Shulki Yivarim has got a chiddush that even fruit is also okay, which is deloik shulchanot, deloik kator, deloik ga'inim, and definitely deloik all the other Rishonim we said before, we said you need bread. But the Shulki Yivarim has a big color that fruit is okay because it's suda Shabbos and therefore it's considered keva.
Shabbos
is more zechem u'mekum. But we're talking here, Kiddush is for Shabbos day, is a proper Suda. So the Mishnah Berurah straightway says, Das Atur Shulchan Aruch Ika, you shouldn't be Soymech on the Shulti Kippurim, but Im Chola Shliboi Ketzas, if he's Chola Shliboi, he's got nothing else to eat, then Yesh Lismoi Chola Shulti Kippurim B'Shachris. Not by night, but by Shachris, yes. And we'll come in a minute and see why the night is different. But so there is that. They're Shulti Kippurim to rely on. So L'chaira, they can't say they weren't Yotzei Kiddush, because as long as they had fruit and L'chaira for the same price, meat, it doesn't say meat, but if you have meat and chicken, you know, it's a whole shulah, every Sunnah on Shabbos is considered keva. So therefore, and that would be one sniff to be making. So Avada L'chatchila, definitely not okay. But if there's mamish nothing else and the person is hungry, then he could be Somech on that Pshas HaDachak. The other thing is that Of course, this is definitely even less, even more b'di'evet. But these people, you can't say they were never yotzer kiddush because the ma'aseh b'di'evet, if a person made kiddush on challah, he's also yotzer. So if later on when they came and they washed and they had their soda, even though they didn't make kiddush, but automatically by saying hamotzi, you can be yotzer kiddush with that b'di'evet. So the only thing is they weren't mechaven l'chayra. I assume they weren't mechaven because they didn't know there was a problem. So if you're not mechaven, there's a kiddush is on the by day it's a mitzvah d'rabbanon. So we pass the mitzvah saying shrichas kavanah. So it could be that was also a saving grace for them that they didn't. It's not as if they ate without kiddush, they didn't have kiddush. But avada lechatchila, hotel owners and other people should know that it's very very b'di'evet not to put on mezonos, at least mezonos, a decent amount of mezonos. Everybody can have mezonos. Now, the Shaar HaTzion says that this halacha that you can be makel by having drinking wine, so that's only by day. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says by the Shulchan Kibbutz you can have peiros, that color, that the Mishnah Berurah says zikha only by day. By night, you can't rely on that. The Shaar HaTzion, Chofetz Chaim, the Shaar HaTzion also says that to have the original kosh shel kiddush, not an extra kosh, the original kosh we said, which b'shas lechak you could have, not by night. You can't be makel by night. And even the extra kois of kiddush, you want to have an extra kois of wine, the Shaar HaTzion is also yesh la'ayin, if you can be yotzer with that. Not poshut. So why is kiddush by night different? So some people, make kiddush Friday night, or Simchas Torah, it's Monoger. People make kiddush and they have cake. Is that okay? So to have an extra cup of wine, is zecher not okay? But the avid, okay, maybe it is okay. The Shaar HaTzion is yesh la'ayin if you eat it bechlal, but to have cake, it's less posher than having cake by day. Even most people are makel by day. We have cake by kiddush, but by the night, I'm not saying you can't. What people do, actually, it is okay. But yeah, but there are more reasons why not to by night. Why? First of all, by night, what's the difference between kiddush by night, kiddush by day? Kiddush by night, day raisa. Kiddush by day is only midrabon. There's another nafka minna, big nafka minna, that kiddush by night is a bracha. The kiddush is actually a bracha. So it's not just beri b'rei gofen. We say beri b'rei gofen, but the we say a bracha, which is the kiddush is a bracha. By day, the kiddush is beri b'rei gofen. There's no extra bracha that we say. So therefore, if you're not yoyin yotzer kiddush properly, by day, if you're being yotzer kiddush, so okay, you made a beri b'rei gofen, you drank some wine, mishka velach. Maybe you're eating before kiddush. If you're not yotzer kiddush, you're eating before kiddush. The opposite would say by day you could eat before kiddush anyway. But by night, if you make the bracha and you're yotzer kiddush, you're making a bracha levatala. So by night is more chomor, and therefore the Shaar HaTzion says you shouldn't be yotzer with wine, can't be yotzer with wine. And there are those who are careful, even if they have kiddush by day with cake, but by night they don't have. They don't have kiddush with cake. But again, a lot of people are mekel. I'm just pointing out that there's more reason why not to. Now, Reb Moshe has got a bit of a chiddush. This is something else that again, maybe this was a chiddush to me when I was preparing the shir. But maybe people know this, maybe they don't. Again, it's a bit of a chumrah, but it's something which makes sense. Moshe Feinstein says that he learned, going back to the two stodim of kiddush makim sudah, is it din in the kiddush or is it din in the sudah? An impossible nafka minna. So Rav Moshe says, if a person has a kiddush with cake, so there the kiddush has got a sudah with it. It's got cake. But what about the sudah? Later on, you come to the sudah. You come to your main sudah Shabbos. The main sudah Shabbos is with lechem. There's no kiddush. So if you learn that the sudah needs a kiddush, lechayra you should make kiddush again. So Rav Moshe says you should make a second kiddush.
Although you're
yotzer
already with this cake.
Although you're yotzer, but you say yotzer the halacha of kiddush makim sudah of the kiddush dekadim. But what about the sudah dekadim?
Yeah,
so he says so. It doesn't matter because you're making a prayer offering. It doesn't matter anyway. By night, this doesn't work because there's a prophet. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So according to Rav Moshe, you should make a hagafen again. Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, by night it doesn't work because you've got the kiddush, you've got the bracha of kiddush. You can't make it twice. But by day, since it's only b'rei gofen, Moshe says you should say again. Now, so some people are machmeh because of this, and they say even if they have kiddush, they're mekel and they're soymech on the shulchan aruch and the shavura, which is, you know, not a small thing. And they say you can eat kiddush by day with mezonos, but when it comes before the meal, they make another kiddush. and make an extra kiddush. Why not? Lemaisa, the minhag is generally not to, and Shlomo Zalman says that the minhag is not to do this. However, there's one thing that sometimes you come, let's say you've not had kiddush, or you're eating out with someone, and someone says he's making kiddush, and someone says, yeah, I've already heard kiddush. There, why not listen again? Because according to some Rishonim, you weren't yotzei kiddush the first time. And Rav Moshe says you should as well. So why not hear kiddush a second time? If someone is anyway making kiddush, they'll say, I'm not hearing kiddush. I've heard already. Why not be yotzei toiv al tikri ra? Why not? You're only going to gain. Some say you should anyway make it yourself again. So zech, if someone else is making, then it's a shein chumra to listen anyway. It doesn't cost anything. So that was a kiddush to me. But l'cher is something one could do. One makes sense to do. Yeah, so there's one more bir halacha which is important to know, that even if we go with the minhag ha'olam, which is that a person makes kiddush by day and he can make kiddush on the zaynos, there's a bir halacha in Reish Mem Tes, it's quite a famous bir halacha as well, that he brings from the Erez Arua. The Erez Arua says you can't make kiddush on the zaynos, you can't eat the zaynos before the Suda Shabbos, because you need to eat the Suda Shabbos, the Teovig. That's the shit of the Erez Arua. You can never have kiddush on the zaynos by night, by day, because you can't eat cake before the Suda, because you need to eat the Suda, the Teovig. But the bir halacha brings chaylikim on the Erez Arua, and he says, Pash, we don't hold like the Erez Arua, fine. But the bir halacha finishes off, Avol al kolponim lo yimali kreisoy. Person shouldn't eat too much that he's already feeling, you know, full, which unfortunately does happen sometimes. People shtel a nice kiddush with chalent and kegel, you know, and therefore a person fills himself up. So the halacha that is a rub, the ikka, that you can't eat cake, we don't hold like, but the halacha that one should be able to eat Suda Shabbos at Teyovoim, at least you should still be able to eat the main Suda Shabbos, which is with lechem, properly, a person should be careful not to be mimalik reisei. That's the bir halacha finishes off. So just in summary, we said there is a halacha that kiddush makim suda needs to be, according to some Rishonim, kiddush makim suda can only be done with lechem. Lemaisa, the halacha, lemaisa, mishabura paskins, you can have kiddush makim suda even with cake, even with mezonos. And we said mezonos means either cake or wine. If a person is struggling for wine, he can use the original kosher kiddush by day, not by night. And if a person's got more wine, then he should have an extra kois, and that's fine as well. We said the Prima Golem says you could have dates, and the Shulta Kiboyrim says a kula. If a person's really, really stuck and he's weak and he needs to eat, then he could be soimich to have peiros as well. But we said by night, it's different. A person can't have wine by night. A person should have, if he's going to be mekel by night, then a person should make sure to have at least cake. And then we said that if a person makes kiddush already by on the zaynos, then there is a chumrah. There are some who are machmir bechalal not to do it ever because of the gaon, the ma'aserav, not to make kiddush on the zaynus. But even if a person does, some are machmir to make kiddush again before the seudah. And we said that even if a person is not going to be machmir to do that, but at least if someone else is making kiddush, then it's a sheina chumra, an easy chumra, to be able to be hit to hear from them again so that you yate your kiddush, b'mokim the ikka seudah of lechem.
But especially if there's a different place,
You've already been yotzei. Okay, there's Mokim Suda.
It's a different place now. Now you're in your house. Why should
you make the same thing? You could, but I'm saying this. The Chiyuv of Kiddush Mokim Suda, you've already been yotzei. Be'etzem. It's just you haven't been yotzei with bread, so with lechem. So.
If you have the bechah, take Malay Logan.
Yeah.
It's still there's left in the bechah. Yeah. Can you use that?
So they say for the share of kiddush makim suda, you should have a reveal.
Yes, using the same becha, but the first part is
malayim. Oh, I see. Yeah, chayra. Yeah. Chayra. No, it doesn't have to be a different becha. Yeah. If there's enough in there, if there's a big enough becha, you've got enough reveals plus a little bit more in the becha. It's quite a big becha, though. But if you have some bechas are
5 ounces.
Right, if you drink the whole bag,
Yeah.
Well, it could be you need to drink. Yeah. The Rabbi is for the kiddush. Yeah. So just drink the whole bag. the whole batch, yeah. No, it doesn't that. I'm not saying it has to be another back, it's just a figure of speech. It means another revere, so you're right, it will be the same back.